This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. A strong earthquake hit Indonesia today. The magnitude 8.2 quake damaged buildings and triggered a small tsunami off the coast of the island of Sumatra, but nothing like the one that devastated the country 3 years ago.
Reporter Chad Bouchard is in Jakarta talking to people near the epicenter.
There were buildings shaken to the ground, so we know that there has been some property damage. We don't know about injuries at this point. We know that a hospital was evacuated. We know also there are cracks in many buildings and people are sleeping outside for fear of an aftershock or another quake.
A tsunami rising as high as 6 feet reportedly hit the city of Padang. More than a million people live there, and casualty reports are sketchy so far. Rescue organizations are sending people to the region.
The Red Cross here in Jakarta, they don't have enough information at this point to launch a rescue, but it's really difficult still, communication-wise, to tell what's going on the ground along the coast of Sumatra, which is the worst hit.
10 minutes after the quake, officials issued a tsunami warning over radio and television to residents living around that part of the Indian Ocean. Those warnings have now been dropped. Reporter Chad Bouchard says the tsunami alert system appears to be working.
That infrastructure is good and has been working fairly well. People have sort of a hair trigger in terms of, you know, when they hear a warning, they immediately go for high ground. Indonesia still needs tsunami warning buoys and infrastructure like that. There's a good local effort, but it needs to be bolstered.
That's Chad Bouchard reporting from Jakarta, Indonesia today.